Now, starting off with the movie news this afternoon, and another classic movie is to be remade and on the way shortly. This time it's the classic Western movie, The Magnificent Seven, which of course was made back in 1960 and originally starred Yul Brynner, Eli Wallach, Steve McQueen, Horst Buchholz, Charles Bronson, Robert Vaughn, James Coburn, and Brad Dexter, playing the group of seven gunfighters. Now, the all-new, all-star Magnificent Seven are Denzel Washington, Chris Pratt, Ethan Hawke, Vincent D'Onofrio, Byung Hung Lee, Manuel Garcia Rulfo, and Martin Sensmeyer. So the sleepy town of Rose Creek is under the deadly control of the industrialist Bartholomew Bogue, led by Peter Sarsgaard, and desperate townspeople employ protection from seven outlaws, bounty hunters, and gamblers. And the first trailer has arrived for The Magnificent Seven, and here is a clip.
We're decent people being driven from our homes, slaughtered in cold blood.
So you seek revenge?
I seek righteousness, but I'll take revenge.
Took a job looking for some men to join you.
Is it difficult?
Impossible.
How many you got so far?
You and me?
But I'll need more than a few to
help us fight.
Quite a batch of strays.
What could go wrong?
What's the plan?
I've always wanted to blow something up.
How many men, you say?
And The Magnificent Seven is released later this year. Out now on DVD and Blu-ray is The Martian, starring Matt Damon and Jessica Chastain. During a manned mission to Mars, astronaut Mark Watney is presumed dead after a fierce storm and left behind by his crew. But Watney has survived and finds himself stranded and alone on the hostile planet. With only meager supplies, he must draw upon his ingenuity, wit, and spirit to subsist and find a way to signal to Earth that he is alive.
I guarantee you that at some point, everything's going to go south on you.
Ready?
And you're going to say, this is it.
What the hell?
This is how I end.
Commander, Mark is dead.
We have to go now.
Now you can either accept that, or you can get to work.
This will come as quite a shock to my crewmates. And to NASA. And to the entire world. But I'm still alive. Surprise. Here's the rub. It's gonna be 4 years for another mission to reach me. And I'm in a hab designed to last 31 days. So I gotta make water and grow food on a planet where nothing grows. But if I can't figure out a way to make contact with NASA, none of this matters anyway.
We've got an incoming message.
Mein Gott.
Mark Watney's still alive.
Woo! In your face, Neil Armstrong.
There must be some kind of way out of here.
Okay, so let's do the math. I have enough food to last for 50 days.
He's going to starve to death long before we can help him.
He's 50 million miles away from home. He's totally alone. What the hell is he thinking right now?
I am the greatest botanist on this planet.
I know how to save Mark Watney.
But we need the Hermes crew.
We either have a high chance of killing one or a low chance of killing six.
I'm not risking their lives. It's bigger than one person.
No. It's not.
And The Martian is out now on DVD and Blu-ray. Now, looking ahead to tomorrow night and on ITV1 at 10:20, the big movie is Fast and the Furious Tokyo Drift. An American teenager, Sean Boswell, is a loner in school. However, he challenges his rival for some illegal street racing. To avoid time in prison, he is sent to Tokyo to live with his father, who is in the military. And as soon as he arrives, he discovers a new, fun, and dangerous way of street racing in the underworld of the streets of Tokyo, Japan.
On the other side of the world, on the wrong side of the law,
A new style of racing rules the Tokyo Underground.
How you guys get away with this?
And all the best drivers want in.
Who's a tourist?
Let's see what the kid's got.
And let's race.
But when you live on the edge, anything can happen.
You came to the wrong place.
Now, in a place where life moves this fast.
That's a lot of money.
Hey, you're moving up in the world.
You gotta elevate your company.
The bigger the risk, the greater the rush.
And you can catch Fast and Furious Tokyo Drift tomorrow night at 10:20 on ITV1. Time now for today's random movie fact of the day. Did you know that Alfred Hitchcock's Psycho was the first American film to show a toilet flushing? And that was today's random movie fact of the day. We'll have another one on the show on Monday, along with the movie news.
That's all, folks.